Joining us to talk a little bit about some of those big things is Franco Gallo, the superintendent of the Educational Service Center of Lorain County. They will be holding a teacher and substitute teacher job fair coming up on January 9th from 12:30 to 3:30 over there at their headquarters. And thanks so much for joining us today, Superintendent. Really appreciate it.
All right. Thank you for having me.
Well, let's start with the job fair. Who's going to be represented at this job fair?
Oh, lots of districts. We have Avon Lake. We have Clearview. We have Elyria, Firelands, the JVS, Keystone, Lorain City, North Ridgeville, Oberlin, Sheffield Lake, and Vermilion, as well as RESC.
Wow, that's impressive. So if you're a teacher coming out of college or just looking for a new job, I mean, this is the opportunity to really get in with just about everyone in Lorain County here.
Just about, yeah, especially for those grads who are those winter grads. That definitely would be a great opportunity to get in front of some people who are going to hire teachers, especially into the spring.
Yeah, very cool. Now, those looking for teaching jobs, what are some of the things they should bring with them for these meetings?
The requirements to become a substitute teacher are that they need a substitute license, but they don't have to have it at the time. We can give them the materials to figure out how to do that. They need to have a bachelor's degree. It can be in any field. And they will need a background check. We at the ESC provide those. And so if they don't have one, we can do that as well. So, those are the only things that are required. I would bring a resume to the job fair and a great personality.
Well, that's really nice. So if you're thinking of getting into the substitute teaching area, I mean, the place to go is the Educational Service Center, one, for the job fair. And then, as you mentioned, you perform the background checks and the other things of that nature?
Correct. Yeah, we will do the fingerprinting there. And we can take care of any of the information that they need. Everybody comes from a different background. Sure. Some people are coming right out of college looking to be a teacher, and some people are just looking to help out their local school district. And so, we will help whoever, meet them where they're at and get them where they need to be.
Speaking with Franco Gallo, the superintendent of the Educational Service Center of Lorain County, about their upcoming teacher and substitute teacher job fair on January 9th. It'll get underway at 12:30 and run till about 3:30 that day. And Superintendent, you've been in the field for quite some time, but what are some things that people who may be considering going into substitute teaching should consider, or maybe some advice that you can give them if someone's sitting at home right now thinking, maybe that's the way I want to go with my career?
Well, I would say something to consider is that a lot of people who get into substitute teaching, sometimes they narrow themselves down to just a couple of grade levels or a couple of subjects. And what I have found is that a lot of people who get into teaching eventually say, I thought I wanted to be elementary, and I really like the middle school kids, and it's because I had that experience of substitute teaching. They have these preconceived notions of what things will be like, and a lot of times they base it on what it was like when they were in school. But it turns out that if you open up possibilities, you may find out that you like something that you didn't realize you liked. So that would be my best advice for them.
That's so funny you say that. After I graduated from college, I went on. I loved it. I was a substitute teacher for a year. I'm originally from Indiana, but I loved the elementary levels, the high school levels. I remember the kid I was in middle school, and as you say that, I was kind of thinking back. I didn't get many opportunities at the middle school because I was called quite a bit by the elementary schools and the high schools, but you're right. I do think sometimes you have a preconceived notion, and you kind of have to put that to the side, especially as you're going in there. It's a different kind of kid in this day and age, and things are very different. I mean, there's a lot more technology in the classrooms these days.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And the teachers are really good about leaving plans. And so, I mean, you just go in, you follow the plan. A lot of times with technology, a lot of it can be done through videos or through online lessons and things like that. And so, it's not what it used to be in terms of having to go in there. It's a lot of it. So, I mean, sometimes teachers nowadays even create videos where they teach the lesson when the kids are not in the room, and then the teacher can come in, the substitute teacher can come in and, play that. And so, it varies, but the best reason to get into substitute teaching is just because there is a shortage, and, our students are looking to be around high-quality people. And I know there's probably a lot of moms and dads who are out there who, could potentially be helping. And, it's also, a service for our districts and something that you get paid to do. So
you mentioned that shortage. Does that seem to be true, particularly in Northeast Ohio, Lorain County area? I mean, there's real opportunities to get in and get to work.
Oh, yeah. There are a lot of opportunities. There is a shortage out there. We have less of our graduates going to become teachers. But with that being said, it's providing opportunities for other people to, you know, work every single day as a substitute if they wanted to, just because, you know, I mean, people get sick, you know, yeah. It's not, you know, not like teachers are taking vacation days, you know, but when people get sick, they need the opportunity to have somebody come and fill in for them. And, you know, we have 42,000 students in this county. And so when somebody's sick, they're going to need somebody to fill in. And I would say that if you wanted to be a substitute today, you could probably work every single day if you signed up to work in all these districts. That's another thing I would say as advice is sign up for multiple districts. Don't limit yourself to just the district that you live in, because there's you might find that you really enjoy working in Lorain, or you might enjoy working in the JBS, and you might have thought, I don't have much of a JBS background, but why, why not? So I would just say be open to anything.
Boy, some great advice there. Speaking with Franco Gallo, the superintendent of the Educational Service Center of Lorain County, about their upcoming teacher and substitute teacher job fair on January 9th. And superintendent, where can folks go to register for this? Do they need to? What's the process there?
Yeah, obviously, if we would like them to register in advance, but we're not going to turn anybody away if they don't. The registration is at our website, which is ESCLC.org. That's Educational Service Center, Lorain County. So ESCLC.org. And we have a link. It's really easy to find, and they can register right there.
All right. And again, the event takes place January 9th, 12:30 to 3:30 p.m. at the Educational Service Center. That's on Lake Avenue in Elyria, correct?
Correct.
All right. Superintendent, thanks so much for your time here today. And again, Merry Christmas to you and happy holidays.
All right. Thank you so much for having me.
No problem. Franco Gallo, the superintendent of the Educational Service Center of Lorain County, telling us about their upcoming job fair January 9th at their headquarters there on Lake Avenue in Elyria.